Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy like myself, 5 years strong, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about how to put a narcissist in their place, how to hurt a narcissist, how to get revenge on a narcissist, how to make them feel bad and make them regret what they did to you. So typically, you can't make a narcissist regret what they did to you, because narcissists and toxic people don't feel regret and remorse and guilt like you do, like non-narcissistic people do. A lot of narcissists and toxic people feel guilt on the spectrum. Like I said this before, my therapist asked me to describe how you feel guilt. It's like, describe guilt for me. Describe your version of guilt for me. Because I said something horrible. Let's just keep it out of the way. I said something horrible in therapy. And she's like, wait. Back up. Describe guilt for me. Describe how you feel guilt. I was like, okay, cool. Or remorse. I was like, regret. I was like, I would feel guilty in the moment for stuff that I do. I don't feel guilty like in the moment. Like, dang, why did I do that? That hurt so bad. Like, this sucks. But then almost instantaneously, my mind would do these mental gymnastics and start to blame the other person for what I've done to them, or other people for what I've done to them, and how I got myself in this situation. So it's always somebody else's fault why I was doing what I was doing. She said, that's not guilt. That's a spectrum of guilt. Blah, 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 boo, 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 beep, beep. Here we are. So how do you hurt a narcissist, y'all? Take away the supply that they are getting from you. Take away your source of validation. Whatever purpose you're serving in a narcissist's life, because most people in a narcissist's life have to serve some type of purpose. So whatever purpose you're serving in their life, be it some type of whatever validation that they're getting, whatever supply that they're getting from you, cut it off. Turn off the spigot. You know what I mean? The spigot. I'm sorry. Y'all, if you don't know what a spigot is, I'm from the South. I'm from North Carolina. Reedsville, North Carolina. Shout out Reedsville. Turn off the spigot, which means turn off, like, slow drip. Whatever supply they're getting from you, turn it off. You know what I mean? Turn off the water hose of supply that they're getting from you. Stop it. Supply is whatever validation they're getting from you. If you always tell them that they look good, the compliments, money, attention, affection, intimacy, whatever they're getting from you, turn it off. With the Teddy Pendergrass, turn it off. Light a candle. No, I'm just, but seriously, turn it off. Nothing hurts a narcissistic person more than you turning off your supply when they're not ready for you to do it. If they're not prepared for you to leave them, then that hurts a narcissist, y'all. That's how you create it. That's how you get back at a narcissist. Glowing up. Turning off your supply and just living your life to the fullest extent possible. Because so many people have spent so long in these relationship dynamics that you give yourself to this narcissistic person and you lose yourself. You lose your authenticity. You lose your vulnerability. You become a shell of yourself. You become a shell of who you used to be or who you thought you were going to be. You're not you anymore when you get into these toxic relationship dynamics, because you give more to them than you're giving to yourself. And eventually you lose yourself because you have nothing left to give to this person. You have nothing left to give. You have nothing left to say. You have nothing left to do. So you just keep giving and giving and giving and giving and giving. And they keep taking and taking and taking and taking and taking. And there's nothing left from you. So right now, before you give it all, turn it off. Give it to you. The stuff that you're giving to them that they're probably not appreciating, give it to you. Give it to you. Glow up. That's why no contact is the ultimate source of turning is the ultimate way to turn off the spigot.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
To turn off the flow of supply, going no contact is the ultimate way of doing that. It just is. When you go no contact, when you cut that person off, when you do stuff like that, that's the like damn near ultimate way of getting back at that person. That's the ultimate way of glowing up. Because when you grow, you glow. You've been getting your shine dulled for long enough in this toxic ass relationship dynamic. So now it's time to let go and let grow. Because you will never, ever reach your full potential being in a toxic relationship. You just can't, y'all. It's impossible. And do not go ahead and try to prove me wrong by remaining in a toxic relationship to one-up Lee Hammond. Because Lee Hammond, at the end of the day, my lack of empathy kicks in. I'm like, well, you did that to yourself. Come on now. Trying to defeat me and make me seem like I'm wrong. Y'all, that's not how you win. I'm not the narcissist in your life that's hurting you. Am I? You know, am I? Am I the one who's hurting you? It might be time for you to block me. You know what I mean? Turn off the spigot to me. You know what I mean? Go no contact, y'all. Going no contact hurts narcissistic people more than you ever would know. How do I hurt narcissists? Cutting them off, going no contact, ghosting their ass when they deserve it. Of course, use discretion, because some of these people will absolutely go crazy and lose their goddamn minds because you decided to cut them off. You know what I mean? Going no contact is the ultimate way to turn off that spigot of validation that they're getting from you. Turn off that flow of water or whatever they're getting from you. Turn it off. You have the ability to do that, but you've been so down and out. You've been getting so drained. You've been having so much taken from you. It's time now. It's more time. It's now more than ever. It's time for you to take back your power, and it's time for you to grow, and it's time for you to glow. What are you doing? It's time. Like, seriously, it's time. What are you doing? What are you adding for her? What are you doing? You know, because it's time. Because, like, it's time to empower yourself more than ever. You want to hurt a narcissist? Turn off the supply. Believe, I don't want to hurt them. I don't want to really hurt them. It's not about hurting them. That's why when I make these videos right here about hurting a narcissist, the empathy kicks into high gear. I don't want to hurt them. It's not about hurting them. It's about you empowering yourself. It's about you growing, you glowing. How to hurt a narcissist? Y'all, you can hurt a narcissist by talking. You can hurt their feelings by just saying that they're, you know, just criticizing them. That's how you really hurt a narcissist. This video is not about causing pain to that narcissistic person, to that toxic person in your life. It's not about causing them pain. It's about causing you growth. But both things can be true. You can grow and they can be in pain because you're growing. That's what I'm just saying. It's not about causing them pain. It's not about hurting them. It's not about doing anything like that. It's about you growing through the soil, you know, through that soil, through that earth or whatever. It's about you doing that for you. You know what I mean? It is. It's about you doing that for you. You have to empower yourself. This is your journey. It just is. That's what I tell people. It's about you empowering yourself, taking your power back, taking your strength back, and just being as strong as you, my God, cuss, being as strong as you possibly can. Seriously. You are, this journey is about you and your own personal growth. And like I said before, when you grow, you glow. And when you glow, you grow. The opposite is true as well. Yeah, so how to hurt a narcissist? Cut off their supply. You don't have to give them compliments. You don't have to validate them. But protect yourself. If you can't leave that person right now, you don't want to leave, whatever, you still have to grow. Regardless of whether or not you're in a relationship with a narcissist or toxic person, you still have to grow. You still have to grow. The growth is on you. That's what I tell people. The abuse is on them. It's them doing it to you. But the healing, the growing, it's on you. The abuse is on them. The healing is on you. It falls right into your lap. You have to heal yourself, y'all. You really do. But anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. I have to cut this thing short. Y'all see the brand is still available. I'm worthy. The I Love Me self-love brand is still here. The link is in the description of every video I do. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.